morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday, presented this week by MedCenter Health Glasgow. And Laura Belcher is in with me this morning, returning as my co-host. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to be here on this short week, holiday week.
Yes, it is. It is for a lot of folks. It's a short week. I was off a few days last week and came back on Monday, and I thought, oh, I've got another short week. So I woke up this morning, and as I was walking, I thought, okay, today is Wednesday, but it's Thursday, technically, for those who don't have to work on Friday. So I'm like, one more day of getting up and having to go to work. I love my early mornings. Are you an early riser, Laura?
Certain times I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends.
Yes. Depends on the day. Depends on how you're feeling, I guess.
Yes.
So I love to get up early. Even the days that I was off mm-hmm. last week, I was up early trying to get my walk in, get my day started. I feel like I can accomplish so much when I get up early and I have a day off.
I agree. Yep. Early bird gets the worm.
That's right.
They say that for a reason.
That's exactly right. I do want to say thank you to all of our sponsors this week. We have Farmers RECC. We also have Ollie Car Cleaning. And today is Wellness Wednesday, and that is presented by MedCenter Health Glasgow. And Laura is in with us today. Also, thanks to Hobdy, Dye, and Reed, and Friends of Barron River Lake. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And we are going to talk a little bit about some things that are going on at MedCenter Health. You know, I've mentioned all week how wonderful it is to have MedCenter Health here in Glasgow and how great it is for our economy, you know, and folks that are driving over from other counties from east to here, not having to drive all the way to Bowling Green. They're stopping here. They're having, you know, visiting the physicians here and then grabbing lunch or doing some shopping here and then going back home. So I think that has been such a wonderful move for you guys and for our area.
It has. And, you know, it's interesting. You said, you know, our folks don't have to drive to Bowling Green. We've been open just about 8 weeks. I looked at the first month number, and actually 20% of our patients came from Bowling Green, Warren County.
Really?
Yes. And part of that is several of our providers had been, primary care had been located in Bowling Green for several years before they joined us.
Yes.
And so some are following their primary care doctors. Some are coming to us because they can get in earlier for things like CAT scans and echoes and ultrasounds. Mm-hmm. And some are coming to see the specialist.
Yes.
You know, they may have to wait a couple weeks if it's in Bowling Green, but maybe if they call, they can get in the following Monday or the Monday after with an orthopedic surgeon. Mm-hmm. So I was amazed, but not surprised, because I like to interact with our folks and our patients. And a lot of times I'll ask them where they're coming from. But Friday we had a gentleman from Bowling Green, and he said, you know, I have not been to Glasgow for years. He said, I'm going to go around town and check it out. And
great.
I encouraged him to come down to the square. I said, there's great things there. Get yourself a cup of coffee. Go to the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's pulling some of those people from Warren County over this mm-hmm. direction, too, which I think we knew would happen a little bit, but not to the degree in which it's happening.
Yeah, you know, it might be a good idea for you to connect, and you may have already done this, maybe connect with tourism to have some pamphlets there in the office for people who are new to Glasgow, or, you know, maybe haven't been here for a while, like that gentleman, and they have some ideas and some things that they can, some places they can visit.
That's a great idea. You know, I just had a meeting the other day with Nicole Ransdell, and we talked about tourism and different things. So I'll see if they've got some brochures or mm-hmm. maps or different things
yeah.
that they can share with us so we can pass those out when
yeah.
patients ask.
I'm sure between tourism and the Chamber of Commerce, they've got plenty of things that they could probably get in your hands and get into your patient's hands so that they have a little bit of an idea of what we offer I'm really proud of our community and our town. I just think we have so much to offer.
I agree. I think it's a wonderful place. You know, I've got to meet different folks through this role, different physicians that I hadn't worked with before, different pharmaceutical reps, different vendors. And all of them say, you know, we just love coming to Glasgow. It's like a little hidden secret.
Yes.
I mean, some of the pharmaceutical reps are like, oh, we love to go to Simply Chic, or we love to go to the Hive and get our cup of coffee. But, you know, they enjoy coming here from some of their bigger locations. And so we're thrilled to have them, and that we get to expose people to our wonderful community by kind of being the front door of that, that they come to us and then, you know, they stop for gas or they stop for a cup of coffee and they see signs and they're interested and they just stop and see what those local businesses have to offer.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's fantastic. Our phone number this morning is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. If you have a question for Laura, if you have a question about MedCenter Health, if you have a question about any of our sponsors, feel free to call in. Or if you just want to call in and chat with us this morning, we'd love to hear from you as well. I do want to say congratulations to our winner yesterday. So Kirby Harper was our winner. E-Jazz from Ollie Car Cleaning. I don't know if you're familiar with his business, but he gave away a detail inside and out. And it was valued, or it is valued, at $90. So Kirby was our winner yesterday. Congratulations. We had almost 30 calls yesterday for that giveaway. So that was pretty exciting. I think E-Jazz was very excited about that. And he has a ribbon cutting coming up a week from Thursday at his brick and mortar location. So E-Jazz is now 18. I can say he's 18 now. He turned 18, I think he said June 11th. But he started with this business. He said, I just kind of woke up one day when he was about 16 and said, I think I want to start cleaning cars. So he started cleaning his family's cars and his car and, you know, a few friends here and there. And then started, and he thought, I think this is something that I want to do. Such a young entrepreneur that is killing it at 18 years old.
That's wonderful. You know, I think a lot of people wonder about our upcoming generation and their work ethic. And this young man has certainly shown us what this next generation has to offer.
Yes, I'll be honest, I was a little bit surprised just because he was so young, or he is so young. And we had a conversation back and forth on Messenger for a little bit before we actually met at the Hive. And I was blown away at his work ethic, and he was such a nice young man, very polite, yes ma'am, no ma'am. I was like, your parents have done an incredible job, because, you know, you come across those people, those young adults at some points in time, and then others you don't. But I was blown away at everything that he is doing. So he offers three different detail packages, and the basic, which is what we gave away yesterday. You get the scratch-free hand wash, rims and tires, thoroughly detailed, windows, tire shine. You get a quick vacuum, wipe down of all surfaces, and door jams. And the next level is the premium. He said that's usually his most popular one. And that takes about 2 hours. So you get everything that I just mentioned, plus a clay bar paint decontamination, the spray wax sealant shampoo in your car, your carpet and seats, or leather conditioning, interior protectants. And then the diamond, he said, you know, this is for those who really like to keep their car in tip-top shape. So you get everything that I just mentioned, plus the one-year ceramic coating. He used to use the graphene coating, but he used the ceramic and liked it better, and so that's what he's using now. You also get an engine bay detail, steam cleaning, so if there's something that's dirty, that's caked on, he uses that steam cleaner to bring that stain out and clean that up really good. And he also offers ozone odor removal treatment with that package as well. So he has done a lot of research since he started this journey, and he finds the safest products, the best products for not just the interior of your car, but the outside of your car, the exterior of your car. So prices vary on the condition of your vehicle and the size of it, of course, but you can call or text him at 270-404-6887. That's 270-404-6887. and he will get you scheduled. He also offers maintenance packages. So if you want your car detailed once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, you know, he offers that. And there's a bit of a discount because he knows, you know, that's regular business. That's, you know, on the schedule that he knows for sure. And his ribbon cutting is 1 week from Thursday. That is July. Is that July 10th? I believe that is the date. I believe that's right. Let me look. I want to be sure. Yes, July 10th. And that is on Oil City Road. So that's kind of the cut through from West Main Street to the Veterans Outer Loop as you're on your way to that big box store over there that I'm not going to mention. But that's where he is located. He is, he bought this building and, or leasing it, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, he's repainted it. It looks really nice. So not only does he offer mobile service, but he will also come and pick up your car, take it back, or you can drop it off, whichever you prefer. So they're going to have some, I think he may grill out and maybe some ice cream that day as well. And there will be a ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. So again, that's 1 week from tomorrow at 11 o'clock. That's on Oil City Road, I believe is the name of it. So, all right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So, Laura, since this is only the second time that you've been in, and I know we have several new listeners, we have folks that pick us up every day and those that listen every single morning, but just as a reminder, you know, you guys are still fairly new to Glasgow, and just the kind of the reasoning, which I know we touched on that just a little bit, but kind of the reasoning that you guys decided to open a beautiful facility here in Glasgow.
Sure. Thanks, Kelly. You know, we are very proactive and study our demographics of our patients and where they come to, you know, come to us from. And we noticed so many were coming from the Barron County, Glasgow area to our primary cares, especially to our specialists, to our imaging center in Bowling Green. And we really saw this as an opportunity to provide for a community that had been loyal to us for so many years. We all know that Cumberland Parkway up 65, although it's not a long ride, you know, sometimes there can be traffic or accidents. And so we really thought that it was important to bring that to our community. Plus, we also had a lot of employees that were driving to medical center. So this has been an opportunity for several to come home to work, not have that drive, myself included, which it's been wonderful.
Yes.
To, you know, just hop in the car and be at work in 7 or 8 minutes. But we have really found that the community has welcomed us with open arms. We have primary care 5 days a week. We do have walk-in and same-day availability. We're trying to keep that most every single day. Sometimes it fills up very quickly. Give us a call, and, you know, we may tell you, well, we can't see you right now at 11, but, you know, we've got an opening at 1:15 if you can come on in. And then our specialists, and they have, they've loved work coming to Glasgow. They've loved working in the beautiful new facility. And they have just really found that they've been embraced when they come. We offer cardiology. We have a huge population that comes to medical center and trusts us with their thoracic surgery, open heart, those kind of things. And now they can follow up here in Glasgow, regardless of what surgeon does their open heart procedure. They can come to us. And we know after surgery, a lot of times people, you know, it's a big deal for your first outing to the doctor. And so we're making that more convenient to them. We have gastroenterology on site with us every week. Amber Chambers, who's originally from Glasgow, she is providing general surgery. She's usually here on alternating Fridays. Dr. Tracy Cross, who is actually in Albany, which is where, you know, I've been the last several years, but he has a huge following in Caverna and Scottsville. And so he's also added a day a month to Glasgow. Dr. Natu, neurosurgeon, wonderful gentleman, very, very skilled, you know, personally had him take care of my family, and just a very compassionate person that, you know, if you have any needs for that, give us a call. He's definitely one we can get you scheduled with. And then we have actually three orthopedists coming now, Dr. Millenpotty, Dr. Desai and Dr. Willis. Today is Dr. Willis's first day
with
us. And so I know he's got a full schedule, and he's very, very excited to start in Glasgow. He sees all sports medicine patients, but foot and ankle is his specialty that he concentrates on. And then we have two pulmonologists, Dr. Khan, Dr. Wahid, Dr. White, urology, which I know is a service very hard to access. He comes to us from Louisville. He's had patients follow him from there. Mm-hmm. He's with us every day or every Tuesday. And then Dr. Shane O'Keefe, vascular surgeon, just a great array of specialists that come. And then the great thing is majority of everything they would need from diagnostics is right there with them. Sometimes we can do it same day. Some days it's going to be, you know, a day or two after, depending on people's insurance and needing to get authorization for that. But majority of all testing that they might need to help develop their treatment plan can be done right there in Glasgow as well.
Okay. All right. Lots of good stuff. So if you are looking for a specialist, if you are looking for someone in each or any of those departments, I encourage you to contact MedCenter Health. And I love the fact that you all offer a new way of making an appointment. I think this is still fairly, you know, we're in this world where we text all the time. You know, we text each other. That's our way of communicating. And a lot of times when we can't actually talk to someone. And I think this is very convenient for those who might be in an office setting who are not able to pick up the phone and call someone and actually be on the phone, but they can text MedCenter Health and be able to set up that appointment. So what is that? What do you text and what number?
Sure. Thank you, Kelly. That has been a great addition. People are really using that. You can text to 270-796-3200, and you want to text MCHDOC. MCHDOC, and then one of our schedulers will reach back out to you. They'll need some information in order to get you scheduled. I do want you to know that the platform we use for that is completely secure. We had used another system, and we were introduced to this system, and the level of security was just way beyond, you know, what we expected. And so we want to be very attuned to people's information. And so we do have the platform. We want you to know that, you know, there's no worries. Your information's not shared with anybody else. I know, especially in this digital age and hackers, you know, we get the message your package is delivered and it's not even, you know, the delivery service. So know that this is very secure. You're not going to receive any information from other folks by using this. So it is a great way to do that. You can also call us at 270-261-5640. We do all the scheduling for primary care, as well as there are a few of the specialists we can, or we can give you and connect you to the phone number in which you can do that. So their offices and their individual staff person know their schedule and availability a little bit better and know, hey, maybe we can add two more patients. So there are some of those that maintain their own schedule for now. But give us a call, send a text. The text will get you any of our providers. Okay. So make sure that, you know, that is a very easy way to do that.
Okay, perfect. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Again, if you are just now joining us, Laura Belcher, who is with MedCenter Health, she is in with us this morning, and we are telling you a little bit more about the services and the specialists that are there. And if you have any questions, use that number. If we can answer anything over the air, we will. If not, you know, you can call that number and they can answer any questions that you might have at this time. 270-651-3000. Okay, let's talk about Hobdy, Dye, and Reed, which is located in Bowling Green, also in Columbia, and in Scottsville. And they have so many different brands to choose from and so many different types of equipment. So they have a range of equipment from, the brands are Kubota, Land Pride, Ag Spray, Bad Boy, Bush Hog, Echo, X-Mark, Great Plains, and two or three others as well. That's just off of the top of my head. Of course, New Holland, and Kelly Manufacturing, Shaver Manufacturing, Westfield. There's J&M, Shelburne. I mean, there are so many brands of equipment that they carry there at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. They have a service department, so if you need a piece of equipment serviced or your lawnmower serviced, they can take care of that. They also have a parts department, so maybe if you want to fix it yourself and you need a part, they can take care of you with that. Also, their rentals. They have the highest quality products, and they want to make sure that you are taken care of with the most innovative solutions, and they're very professional there, and they do so much, so many things for the community. They're involved with the community as well. But if you want to see what they have available, if you want to, you know, do a little homework or a little investigating before you pop on the lot, you can go to hdrtractors.com. That's hdrtractors.com. And they even have pre-owned equipment as well. So if you're not wanting to buy anything brand new, you can look and browse the pre-owned department. And that's at hdrtractors.com. I know if you're looking for a lawnmower, Bad Boy is a trusted brand. It's American-made brand. It's steel construction. There's lots of muscle with it. There's power. It's sharp. If you are needing a smaller lawnmower, they have that. If you need a medium-sized or a larger mower, depending on the property that you are needing to mow, they have stand-up options as well. So Bad Boy is really a great option for you whenever it comes to lawn mowing. If you are needing that, they offer financing. They have options. They can sit down with you and talk to you about those as well. So great folks there at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. I've had the pleasure of getting to know them over the last several years. And Joe will be in tomorrow with me. He is coming from the Bowling Green store there on Nashville Road, and we'll be talking more about what Hobdy, Dye, and Reed has to offer. Again, their other location is in Columbia, and then their, I guess you could call it their home location, which is where they originated, is in Scottsville. So you can find all of those locations, specific locations, when you log on to hdrtractors.com. That's hdrtractors.com. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Everyone's quiet this morning because we're not doing a giveaway. The phones blew up yesterday morning, but they're kind of quiet this morning. So everyone, you know what everybody's doing this morning, Laura? They're out exercising.
I hope so.
That's what they're doing.
I sure hope so. And, you know, Kelly, I want to say, I know that you've been doing that more, and this week we had the opportunity, we offered free sports physicals in, yes, the community to middle school and high schoolers. And, you know, that was a great opportunity to meet some of the young people and their family in our community, and just be more involved in offering things to them. But I want to say, you know, how important your relationship is with your primary care. I know I have children, and it was like I never missed their annual wellness visit. Like, you know, I always took them for their birthday visit and their labs and those kind of things. And then it seems like when you get a little older, you know, that is something that kind of falls off. And I want to say how important that is. And I asked some of our providers that were doing the sports screening the other day, because they've done oodles of them over the years. I said, have you ever found anything in an athlete, you know, that kind of caused you pause? And they're like, yeah, you know, we pick up heart murmurs and we pick up different things. A lot of them, they just need more investigation and then they're cleared. But, you know, I definitely want to say there are tons of good primary care doctors in our community and surrounding community with several different healthcare entities. And I just encourage you, if you have one and you haven't had your wellness visit lately this year, go and get that done. Mm-hmm. You know, if you need a primary care doctor, reach out to one of them and make that appointment. It's a great way to establish a relationship. But I just read an article the other day, you know, the ages for people that are diagnosed with certain cancers, like GI cancers and things like that, are dropping. You know, younger, wow, people are starting to see some of the illnesses. And so, you know, go and get your labs done. Go and get a full body exam. If you are a smoker, you know, talk to your provider about doing a low dose lung cancer screening. It's a few minutes. in a CT. It's painless, but lung cancer is curable in most situations if it's caught early. And typically, you know, when you start having symptoms, it's more progressed. So if you are a smoker, talk to your physician about doing that. Even if you've quit smoking, I think even within like 15 years, they still recommend having that because of the residual potential of, you know, getting cancer. Have your mammograms. You know, those are recommended annually for women, I think 45 to 55. And then, you know, you can do them annually or spread them out maybe every other year. Every doctor has a different feeling. I know they kind of spread out the pap smear recommendations for cervical cancer, but many doctors say, do you want to have it annually just to be safe? And I know I always do that.
Me too.
So make sure that you do that. Get your bone density screen if you're within that risk category or ages. That's something we offer as well. But, you know, osteoporosis and breaking a bone can really alter one's life. So make sure that you check into that. And but just get a good relationship. Sometimes you can get a little warning that says, hey, maybe some good exercise and a little diet change. And it, yes, and it gives you, I mean, the adrenaline and energy and the focus that daily exercise gives me is amazing.
Amen, sis.
So I hope they're out there exercising.
I hope so, too.
Yes, but, you know, I do encourage you, establish primary care if you do not have it. We have lots of good providers here within our entire community. Mm-hmm. If you have one and you've not just had a good overall workup, go get that done. Mm-hmm. It's just so important. Put your mind at ease. Take care of ourselves. We don't do that, especially as women. We are too busy taking care of families and jobs and all those kind of things. But we can't do that if we're not healthy. So, you know, that's my biggest message is prevention and knowledge about your current health status. Mm-hmm. So make that appointment today. Do it as a gift to yourself.
That's right. Great encouragement from you, Laura. Thank you for that. My mindset is in a different place than it was, you know, a month ago. And I noticed this morning when I got back from my walk that I was getting ready and I feel like I have so much more energy. You know, it's amazing what a 35-minute walk will do for you. And my mind feels better. You know, the things that I stress over and worry about, they don't vanish, but they're not as important.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise is so good for our entire body. And I do want to encourage you to get out and do even, you know, maybe if you haven't exercised in a while, and I know how that is because it had been a really long time for me, but 15, 20 minutes. If you can only do 5 minutes, starting at 5 minutes, start somewhere. It's the best thing that you will ever do for yourself.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, walking is excellent. If you don't live in an area where you can walk, we've got parks. You know, we've got great downtown square, South Green Street, all those places with great sidewalk systems. We also have, you know, awesome gyms here. Yes. In the community. If you need an air-conditioned environment with more people to support you, you know, there's just all kinds of different ways that you can become active. You know, even just going out and doing yard work, if you're used That's to right. being sedentary, can be a good way to become active. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to do that. You know, when you said it gives you energy, I know the other night got home from work, cooked dinner, and I just was exhausted. Last thing I wanted to do was throw my tennis shoes on and get the dog leashes out and go for a walk. And after I did, you know, my mile and a half, I came back and I was like, oh, I can do some laundry and yes. I can do this. And then I was up for 2 more hours. And so it can be really energizing. But it took me probably the first 10 minutes to be like, don't turn back. Don't go back to the couch and get your popcorn, you know. But just when you think you can't, just make yourself do the first 5 minutes or the first 10 minutes and get a buddy if you have to. My schedule's a little crazy, so I find it's better for me just to squeeze it in when I can mm-hmm. and not have to coordinate that. kids, but there's some great folks. I know I was doing a class at the Y, and those women are incredibly supportive. Extreme. But, you know, join a class. Yes. Regardless what level you're at, they are so encouraging and just so happy you're there. So do talk to your doctor if it's been a while since you exercised, just to make sure that it's okay. If you're going to do anything especially strenuous, some of those classes can be.
They can be, you're right.
So you may need to build up to that a little bit. But do talk to your doctor about starting that routine and the benefits of that.
Yes, absolutely. All right, 270-651-3000. 651-3000. It's 8:33 on our Wednesday morning. It is Wellness Wednesday. And I've said this all week that I cannot believe that it's already July. I mean, the year has flown by so quickly. It was just Christmas, just New Year's, Valentine's Day. It was just Memorial Day. And I mean, here we are knocking at the fourth.
Well, I think you forgot the rainy season.
Well, this is true.
Like, you know, we had all those holidays that we have on the calendar, but it seemed like we had, you know, a rainy season in our climate this year that really kept us from being out in that spring and late spring and early summer. So I'm really grateful for it. But I'm like you, you know, the sports physicals and 4th of July, it tells me summer is getting away from us very quickly. And, that makes me sad.
I know, it does me too. We just got into the actual summer season. I mean, like what, last week, week before, it just became summer. And there's already people talking about fall. They're like, after the 4th, it's already Halloween. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Just put your pumpkin spice on the back shelf. It's not time for that yet.
That's right. That's right. Hold off just a little bit. Let's have a little bit of summer. A little bit of summer anyway. So speaking of the 4th, big fireworks celebration is planned at the lake this Friday night. So this is the Friends of Barron River. They are hosting this, and they were kind of on the fence there for a little bit because they didn't really know whether they could have it or not because of all the flooding and all the rain that we received. And of course, as we all know, there is no beach. I mean, it's completely flooded. The building is flooded.
Oh, yeah. You can stand on the roof.
Yes.
I voted out to it the weekend before last.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is so crazy. But they decided to go ahead and move forward with it. So there are not as many parking spaces because of there being no beach. They lost about 350 spaces because of that. So they are encouraging folks to come out. It's not a full day event like it has been in the past. But they are going to have some live music. I think they're or maybe around the tennis court area, around the lodge area. I'm not sure the exact location of where the band will be set up. And I believe, if I remember the post correctly, I believe it's Country Strong that's going to be performing on Friday night. The fireworks will take over the sky at 9:00. So what they are encouraging you to do is carpool with your family and friends. If you want to go, get as many as you can safely in a vehicle and arrive early so that you can find a really good spot. Make sure that you are using those designated parking areas. Do not park in the no parking zones in the marked areas. Please respect that. You might have a little bit of a walk, but if you get there early enough, you won't have to worry about that. Find your exact spot. And then, of course, you can enjoy dinner either at the Driftwood Restaurant or they're going to have some food trucks there set up. And we will be there along with our sister station, WCLU, and we will have your patriotic soundtrack at 9:00. So you can bring your radio. I'm old school. I'd want a radio. If you have one of those, make sure there's plenty of good batteries in that radio. Or you can also tune into our app. So if you have the WHHT app, if you don't download it, you can use it that way. I was actually talking to Chris Houchins about that yesterday. He said, you know, with the tower and if there's a bunch of people trying to be on their cell phones, it might be a little sketchy. So that's why if you bring a radio, you don't have to worry about it. And tune into 103.7 and listen to the patriotic soundtrack for that. Now, if you're a boater like Laura is, they encourage you to anchor offshore there right around where the beach would be. There's outside of the designated fireworks safety zone. So you can anchor there and just be safe. Watch out for any debris that might be floating out there as well. So the grassy hill behind the state park, that's where you can view, and that's right around the tennis courts area as well. So it should be some pretty cool viewing of some really nice fireworks on Friday night. So I know they're excited to be able to have this event after all. And after, you know, the Memorial Day weekend, they really didn't know what the summer was going to look like. So I know they do appreciate their sponsors, their presenting sponsor, K&M Services, and along with those other sponsors, Barron County Physical Court, Barron County Tourism, all of us here at WHHT and our sister station WCLU, Don Franklin Glasgow, TJ Sampson, along with Mills Real Estate, Earl G. Dumplins, and Edmonton State Bank. So appreciate all of those sponsors helping to make the fireworks happen there at the lake for the Friends of Barron River Lake. That's this Friday night. So,
and it's awesome. If you've not seen a fireworks display reflected in the water, it is pretty amazing. I mean, it just gives it that next level of viewing. Just, you know, the way that the fireworks reflect off of the body of water, it is beautiful. But, you know, go out there, support those folks. As we talked about, you know, late summer, we just got our boat in the water 2 weeks ago, and it's tricky. It's still very hard to get to. I know when we stopped at the Narrows, you know, those folks were thrilled to see us. I mean, that's their livelihood. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, it has been dead all season long due to, you know, just the rain that we've had. And it makes it really difficult. So get out there, show some love to our folks down at Barron River, support them, and see an excellent show. I know everybody worries about, you know, the traffic getting out. It's Friday night.
That's right. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have Saturday off. Mm-hmm. So get out there and enjoy it. I think the weather's supposed to be really, really nice. Hopefully it'll be low humidity. Mm-hmm. But get out there. And if you do see it on the water, be very safe. Like she said, anchor. But also when you're leaving, you know, the traffic of the boats can be a lot of congestion and things too. So whether you're on foot, in car, on boat, be very safe.
Yes, very, very good advice. Yes, be aware of your surroundings and be aware of congested traffic and that sort of thing, both on the water and on the streets there. So it should be a very fun night. You know, I was just, as you were talking about that, I remember my early days of being in radio, and we would go down that morning and set up on the beach. We'd be set up by 10-ish, and we'd have a tent, and we would have games out on the beach. We'd play music all day long. I mean, it was like a big beach party.
How fun.
I mean, I remember that. I mean, it was a long day. I mean, we're talking like a 12-hour day on the 4th, you know, but it was so much fun. And after, you know, a certain time in the afternoon, we would travel to the top of the hill, and that's where we would get ready for the fireworks, and we would hang out up top. And it was just, it was so much fun back in the day, you know? So maybe they'll be able to do that again. Maybe next summer will not bring as much rain.
Let's hope not, but get out there and enjoy what they've got. Make the memories. You know, maybe if you don't go out till a little bit later just because the beach and the water's not there. But do support. The Friends of Barron River go through a lot every year to be able to offer this to the community. And so let's support it. I think they always have a great crowd. But
yes.
We need to do that again this year.
That's right. That's right. All right. 270-651-3000 is the number to call. And Laura is in this morning with MedCenter Health. And it is Wellness Wednesday, and something that I was thinking about earlier, Laura, is insurance. You know, that's a big topic for folks who have to go to the doctor, need either a checkup or something is wrong, and they've got to see their physician. So, how does that work? What type of insurance do you guys carry? Medicaid, Medicare, all of those things.
So for the most part, MedCenter contracts with the majority of the plans out there. I do, however, encourage you to find out before you make an appointment with us. You know, if you call us at 261-5640, ask, you know, if we take that plan, we can always double check. Sometimes, you know, you can request to see a provider out of network. It's always best to do that paperwork before than after. But yes, we take most all Medicare, Medicaid, There are a couple of the marketplace plans. I think there's one that I know that we do not accept. We've just not been able to work with them on negotiations for that. I know we have a few folks that do call us with that. And if you're looking for an insurance and MedCenter is your home for healthcare, ask us. I've had families come in on one plan and, you know, really want to see a provider. So I've been able to give them a list of those plans that we do, you know, accept. We do. I mean, there's a few that we do not, but the majority of all the plans we do accept. And then also know your plan. You know, I think so many people feel like I've got my card, I've got health insurance, you know, and I think those days of 20, 30 years ago when you gave that card and then you didn't owe anything are behind us, unfortunately. And so know your plan. Know when you have a copay, know when you have a deductible, you know, ask about that. It's always better to know on the front end, or I feel like that, you know, okay, if I'm going to have this ultrasound, you know, is my insurance going to cover 75% of it? Do I need to hit my deductible first? Those kind of things. Just know, you can find that in your plan document. People ask us that, and we can help research that for you, but usually your plan documents are going to have that. But, you know, healthcare is definitely a very expensive thing to get these days. And so make sure that your coverage is going to provide what you need and fits the need of you and your families.
Yes. Okay. All right. Some great. Another bit of advice there for you. 270-651-3000 is our number, 651-3000. And let's talk a few moments about Farmers RECC. These folks work really, really hard, you know, with all the rains and the rain and the storms that we have seen over the last several weeks and actually months, I guess you could say. Those folks who are out and making sure that the electricity comes back on as quickly as possible, they're out in the wind and the rain and the thunder and the lightning, and we appreciate them so much. They, you know, you can go to their website, or they have an app that you can report power outages. You can check the status of your power outage. You can see, you know, if you're at home and someone's, if you are out of power, you can actually go on and see that. I think that is such an incredible tool that Farmers RECC is offering to their customers. But they have their annual meeting coming up on Thursday, July 10th. That's at the Cave Area Conference Center. And they are having their drive-through registration again this year from 8 until 4. Their business meeting starts at 2. You can be there live for that in person, or you can tune in via live stream on their website, which is farmersrecc.com/annual meeting, and that will begin at 2 o'clock. But anytime between 8 and 4, you can roll through the drive-through registration, pick up your buckets and bulbs. They do that every year. Everyone looks forward to getting those buckets and bulbs. And this year, they have some extra goodies in those buckets. They have tote bags. They have some kettle popcorn. You mentioned popcorn earlier. They have a multi-tool keychain, pin magnets, Kentucky Living booklet, post-it notes, and more. So they're filling those buckets full of all kinds of goodies and swag, I guess you could say. So make sure you go by between 8 and 4 on the 10th and get those buckets and bulbs and all the other goodies as well. So something else that they are doing, and they do this on an annual basis, and if I did know this, I had forgotten about it, but we talked about it on Monday when Abby and Caroline were in studio. But they are collecting donations for the Ronald McDonald House. That's in Louisville, and this is part of their annual wish list drive. And those donations can be dropped off either in Munfordville or at their Glasgow office throughout the entire month of July, and they will deliver those in early August. So they are looking for some specific items: paper towels, toilet paper, olive and avocado oil, cereal, Dawn dish soap, plastic cutlery, and dryer sheets. So I know that's a very specific list, but they communicate with the Ronald McDonald House and they say, what do you need? What are some specific things that you need? And this was the list that they were given. So if you're running out to the grocery store and you want to pick up a couple of extra things and drop those off, at Farmers RECC here in Glasgow or in Munfordville. I know they would greatly appreciate it. Those families who are at the Ronald McDonald House, I know would greatly appreciate that as well. You know, so they can focus on their child and healing their child, and they don't have to worry about all of those things. So that's what that is all about. Also, congratulations to those who were awarded scholarships earlier this year. They awarded 8 $1,000 scholarships to some local students, and they're very excited about being able to do this. So I do want to say congratulations to these recipients: Addison McCoy, Benjamin Shirley, Brennan Griffin, Brody Hurt, along with Dylan Wright, Emma Kate Smith, Logan Boone, and Tinsley Neagle. They were all awarded those scholarships. And so congratulations to them. $1,000 can help out greatly.
That's a huge help.
It is.
Meals and books mm-hmm. and supplies, absolutely.
Yeah, you know all about that, don't you?
I've got two, soon to be two in college. Mm-hmm. I sure do.
That's right. Yes. So you know how expensive that can be. So $1,000 could definitely help in that area. Of course, they have honor flights, that's welcome home ceremony. Actually, let me back up. They have two local veterans who are participating in the Honor Flight Kentucky this year, Mr. Rodney Bell and Mr. James Moss. So they get to travel to Washington, D.C. for a day. They get to visit the monuments and the memorials that were dedicated in their honor. And then that welcome home ceremony will take place at the Lexington Airport on August 23rd. That will begin at 7 o'clock, and everyone's welcome to come up and kind of welcome them home. And what a great thing that they do. And you can find out more about that at farmersrecc.com. There's a tab on there that you can click for Honor Flight, and you can find out some more information about that as well. Okay, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Something that I have mentioned off and on this entire week is, and you touched on this earlier, but I want to go back over that because I do believe that it is important to have a primary care physician, okay? I know we have a lot of new folks that have moved to our area. We have folks that have lived here for many years and still have not established their primary care physician. They will pop in at an urgent care, pop in here and pop in there. And, you know, I've always had a primary care physician, and I'll be honest, so I joked about this with a friend of mine the other day. We both used to see Dr. Moss years and years ago. She was my pediatrician, and I love Dr. Moss. Like, I love Dr. Moss. And mom,
she's a wonderful woman. Yes. She was my children's as well. Yes.
Yes. And she had to tell me, I turned 18 and I went to visit her, and because I had an appointment with her. I don't know what was wrong with me at that time, but she came out and she told me, or during my appointment, she said, "Kelly," you know, she talks real soft, you know, "Kelly, you're to the age that you're going to have to go see someone else. You are 18 now." Well, it just broke my heart. I'm like, no. I would fake being sick when I was a kid just so I could go see Dr. Moss.
She was the sweetest lady. She really was. And she knew her medicine inside mm-hmm. and out. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was wonderful.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yes. And that's probably because you went annually for your visits mm-hmm. When you were little. And then, you know, obviously they were there to take care of you when mm-hmm. there was acute things that came up. And yes. So, you know, having a relationship with your doctor where you don't mind going or mm-hmm. want to actually go right. because it is such a good experience is so important.
It really is. Yeah. Yes. And even as an adult, I wanted to make sure that I had established someone that I can go to on a regular basis, that I established that relationship mm-hmm. and I'm comfortable enough in talking with that physician with what's going on with me. It's hard for me to talk to somebody that doesn't know me that well or that I'm not comfortable with. And you know, as women, there are a lot of things that we should talk about.
Yes.
And even as men, I mean, there are so many things that we should talk about, but it can be uncomfortable. That's why it's so important. One of the many benefits of having a primary care physician is mm-hmm. having that level of comfort where you can ask them questions. This is what's bothering me. I found this. I don't know what's going on with this.
Yes. You know, my parents live in Ohio. My dad had a hospitalization last week, actually, and he called and, you know, was just so embarrassed about a few things, that he was a male and had a female nurse take care of him. And let me tell you, people, while it is sensitive, while you're like, you know, you don't want to talk about some of those things that are so personal and so gender specific and things, it is no different than your doctor talking to you about your toenail. I mean, they are just so professional. And, you know, if you have problems, do not put off because you feel that it's going to be uncomfortable. I mean, they have these wonderful relationships and they feel comfortable talking to you about it, and they're going to put you at ease. So do not put off because of that. But as healthcare providers, you know, some of those things that we're very sensitive about or that we're embarrassed to maybe bring up is really just part of your body and of your health and of your enjoyment of life, depending on what the situation may be. So do not hesitate to talk to your doctor about that. And I think that's why it is so important to establish that relationship, so that when one of those sensitive topics come up, that you can say, hey, you know, also I got this thing going on. Mm-hmm. And that they and their nurse, you know, just roll right along as if it's, you know, nothing different to them. Mm-hmm.
I have found that when I do talk about something sensitive, they're like, I don't think anything about that. Don't even worry about it. I've seen much worse, or I have talked about much worse. So
yeah,
it just rolls off their back. They're not even thinking anything about it.
They're not. And a lot of them, you know, I mean, they realize for women, there are certain things with menopause and perimenopause that may impact them. And so a lot of times, you know, they'll ask you about it and you kind of get that wide eyed, like, well, okay, well, since you asked, I'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I encourage you, make your list before you go. When you get in there, sometimes you forget. I go to the supermarket and forget what I went for. So, you know, make your list on your phone or, you know, in your purse or wallet. Keep a little note of things you want to talk about and make sure to get those covered.
So speaking of primary care physicians, how easy is it to establish a primary care physician at MedCenter Health?
It is very easy. As we mentioned, you know, we've got the texting option. You can text and say, I want to establish with a primary care. Here's where I want to go. This is what I'm looking for. I mean, there are all kinds of options, you know, in what you want to see. But we have all of our providers currently at MedCenter Glasgow accepting new patients. So come on out and establish if you need that. And you can do it via text, or you can call us at 270-261-5640, 270-261-5640. Ask us. I've had lots of people ask me about, you know, hey, we want to establish. I've got some friends that have just relocated due to retirement down here to the lake community, and they're very active. They're kayaking every day. They're biking. They're doing those things. And they're like, we need a new primary care doctor. And so I said, you know what? Dr. Macy would be great for you. He's primary care. He's also trained in sports medicine. So, you know, you're out there running, you're biking, you're kayaking. Oh my, that shoulder is killing me. Mm-hmm. Come see him. You know, he can diagnose just like a orthopedic surgeon can. In fact, some of our orthopedic surgeons refer to him for imaging guided injections into some of those areas. So, you know, if you're active in your life, you're looking for a primary care doctor, Dr. Macy can be a great fit with that sports medicine. You know, if maybe you've got diabetes, and that's something that you really want to control, Dr. Napier is wonderful. He's primary care, but he also manages a huge diabetic population and has great successes. So ask us, ask our folks, and whatever's important to you, you know, we'll try to match you with somebody that's a good fit for you.
And of course, Dr. Purvis back in our area, that is a name that some of you may be familiar with who
yes.
practiced here before and then kind of went away for a little while and has come back.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. He'll be like, I've not seen that guy in 15 yeah. years, you know, but I'm back in Glasgow. And he is taking new patients. His schedule is quickly filling up, I will tell you. But he and Tanya, and Tanya is from, I believe, the Hinesville area, so she's local. They are just a great team. You know, I don't know how you don't feel comfortable just spilling yes. your guts on whatever's going on yes. with you, health related to the two of them. But they are wonderful. He's had great experience. He's worked in the community. He actually was part of the residency program and helped train some of the physicians. And he is such a compassionate, caring, and very intelligent individual that, you know, you can't go wrong with Dr. Purvis. I'll just tell you, he's just an all-around A1 guy.
That's right. And if you're looking for female, you have nurse practitioner Melissa Simpson and then physician assistant Morgan Schroeder. So if, you know, if you're a little more comfortable with a female, there's
yes.
options.
Yes, absolutely. And I know some people say, well, you know, what about a nurse practitioner or PA versus a doctor? And, you know, they are excellent and they are highly trained. You know, I know Melissa has years of experience under her belt. Morgan has worked in several different settings. She's done urgent care. She's done the WKU healthcare center for us. And this is local for her. She's the hometown Glasgow girl. She's thrilled to be here. Melissa's local as well. And they are fabulous options. And they are very intelligent, very, very personable. And then they have Dr. Purvis to back them up. You know, if there's ever anything they're not quite sure about. And what's been awesome about this new center is the collaboration. You know, we had Melissa had a patient the other day with something. She did a scan. She was able to walk down the hall to the urologist and say, hey, what do I do with this? Or, you know, maybe an orthopedic and they're not sure. You know, they walk down and they collaborate with each other. It's allowed patient care to kind of go faster
yes.
by having these folks right there with them. And so that's been a huge benefit.
That is wonderful.
But yes, Cole, I do want to mention, if we've got a moment, you had talked about the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing service. But one of the best kept secrets about MedCenter Health is our hospitality house. And I'm not sure if you know, but we have a house that's similar to Ronald McDonald. It is called Hospitality House. It's MedCenter Health Hospitality House. It's at the end of our parking lot. Beautiful little building. It looks like a house, some rocking chairs out front. Same exact concept. If you are out of town with a loved one, I mean, if you're here in Glasgow, you've got someone having surgery, you don't want to go very far, you can go over, talk to your nurse, and they'll refer you to them, but no charge. Always a donation is accepted. Same thing, local community donates all the supplies and things for us there. Our internal foundation operates that for a convenience for our patients. But, you know, if you don't live in the local area and you have maybe a baby in the NICU or somebody have an open heart surgery or, you know, somebody that's going to have a long hospitalization, it's great to just have a place to go take a shower and lay down yes. in a bed. I mean, I know those hospital recliners, you can make those kind of comfy. It's not awesome. But, you know, to have an actual bed and a kitchen area where you can go if you need to and prep a few things. So that is one of the best kept secrets. So I do encourage you, if you find yourself in that situation, please ask your nurse or your care provider. They can give you information, but, you know, you can not even have to move your car, just, you know, kind of walk back and forth as long as the rain's not, you know, downpouring on us. But that is something you can look online at the rooms and the facilities. But that is something MedCenter established several years back. And sometimes I think people don't know and don't use it. And we it's there to be utilized.
Mm-hmm. All right. So lots of great information for you this morning. Hopefully you were able to take notes. I should have mentioned that at the beginning. Grab a pen and paper and take some notes if you need some of this information, because it's very important. I want to, one more time, and we're about to wrap things up. I do want to let you know you can text for an appointment 270-796-3200 to MCHDOC. That's MCHDOC. You can also call, and that phone number is 270-261-5640. You can make an appointment either way. Laura, thank you so much for being here this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody has a safe and wonderful 4th of July holiday.
Absolutely. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, Farmers RECC, Ollie Car Cleaning. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by MedCenter Health Glasgow. Also, thanks to Hobdy Diane Reed and Friends of Barron River Lake. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.